Good morning. Good morning. It is Saturday. Happy Saturday. It is July the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Even on a Saturday, we've got to wake up, right? Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. You never know what seed you might sow today that winds up becoming the most surprising tree in the future. Well, it's Saturday, and as you know, Saturday means we have a Holy Spirit story. And today's Holy Spirit story is entitled, He Restored My Soul, with Joe. Our text today, as always, on Saturday, the Great Combustion, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from a man who wishes to be known simply as Joe. Joe is what we might call a wake-up call case study. He was well on his way to salvation and, as you will see, sobriety when he met us. But when he joined us on the awakening journey, let's just say his story kicked into high gear. He's been a constant encourager of mine for quite some time now. He is full of the Holy Spirit and joy, a truly contagious witness of Jesus. He shares quite vulnerably here, so let's pray for Joe's protection, as often the enemy will try to attack any witness who dares to launch such bold exploits as these. You will read the story below if you're reading in Joe's own words, and of course you who are listening will hear it in his own compelling voice.
I received God's salvation very early in life. It was at a Christian youth camp. My walk with the Lord was short and sweet. My teenage years were a blur of riotous living. Drugs and alcohol gave me the relief I sought from the pain I didn't understand. When I was high, I received the approval of my peers that I never got from my parents. Drugs and alcohol were not a problem. They were the solution to my problems. I was a full-blown addict and alcoholic. The consequences of my sin began to catch up with me. I got fired from jobs, kicked out of school, and came close to being arrested. I had to escape my small town, which I was sure was the source of all my problems. I joined the United States Navy. I managed to serve almost 10 years before my sin found me out. I was discharged under other than honorable conditions. After my discharge, I discovered my gift for sales. In spite of my untreated addiction, I was moderately successful in my sales career. God was keeping me alive and out of prison for His purposes. I started going to church. All I had to do was believe on Jesus, attend every service, get involved in the work of the church, not drink and get high, and I was on my way to heaven. I was sure my efforts would result in God loving me more, that people would accept me and approve of me. The treadmill of performance for love and approval wore me out. After 7 years of faithful church involvement, the inevitable happened. I relapsed on drugs and alcohol. Very near to certain jail time or death, I cried out to God, and He led me to a well-known 12-step recovery program. God met my physical need. He got me sober, but that was only the beginning. 5 years later, the pandemic was raging. Our worship services were online only. We were spiritually starving. We discovered Seedbed Ministries in the Daily Text, now called the Wake Up Call. I learned that I was trapped in the cycle of sin management, the transactional formula of believe and behave. Through Wake Up Call's teaching, I learned that I am in Christ. I am a new person. The old me has died. Behold, all things have become new. I no longer work for God's approval. I work from God's approval. I am accepted in the Beloved. Jesus calls me friend. The freedom I walk in is incredible. The opportunities to minister are free-flowing, not forced and formulaic. God is truly doing for me what I could not do for myself.
The prayer. Father, thank you for Joe and this Holy Spirit story of how there is always more and more of us to surrender and more of you to receive. Thank you for this contagious gift of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Bless Joe and keep him and continue to shine through him. And give us the courage, give me the courage to shed my shadows and live fully in the light of Jesus until I am a blazing fire of glory in the Holy Spirit. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Are you learning to work from God's approval of you rather than trying to work for God's approval? Are you breaking free from the cycle of sin management and the transactional formula of believe and behave? Are you breaking through into the heavenly realm of beholding and becoming? And for our song today, we'll sing a spiritual song. You know our pattern, hymns on the weekdays, spiritual song on Saturday, and a psalm. We sing in a psalm on Sunday now. We'll sing our Saturday song, Sanctuary. We'll sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, first thing I want to do today is we have a couple of extra minutes together on this Saturday. I started thinking yesterday as I was singing and just kind of just my just began to, I don't know, just broke down really. Maybe some of you thought, well, is Maxie Dunham like at death's door? And I want to say, no, by all means, he is alive and well and sowing for a great awakening. So I just want to clear the air on that. Nobody's as asked me that, but I don't know. I was just thinking about he and Jerry and how much they mean to our family, to me. And he is, this year he told me, I was overseeing them in Memphis not too long ago. I was coming through and from Tennessee, Franklin, and I stopped and spent some time visiting with them. But, and I don't think he'd mind me saying so, because it's actually a glorious thing to say, he's going to be 90 years old. I believe it's August the 12th this year. So he is, he's doing well. But, you know, as I said, none of us know the day when our marching to Zion is going to become a 100-yard dash. None of us know, and we want to be ready, and certainly he is. And you know, that's something we ought to be encouraging each other in, is not to be afraid of that. That's actually the great victory. That's the massive win for the follower of Jesus, is to step from the church militant into the church triumphant. and enter into the fellowship of the full communion of saints, to take a seat, to find our place in the balcony, if you will, where we can cheer on everyone running the race below or alongside, as the case may be. Anyhow, just want to say a thank you to Joe for sharing that story today. And it's such a powerful story of recovery, and something that, you know, Joe's probably been in AA a good bit, and a number of you out there are in AA in some kind of a 12-step group, which, you know, you've discovered that Jesus isn't a higher power. He's the highest of all. And I've often said here that what we need is a kind of a, not AA, but we need recovery for people who don't identify as or are not, you know, bona fide addicts. Addiction is real. And yet the very essence of salvation by grace through faith is found in those 12 steps, doing them in a shared community. That's really what a band is. A band's not working the 12 steps per se, but they're getting increasingly and progressively real and honest and known and loved in a very small setting. That's what we're mostly missing. We've got plenty of knowledge. We just don't have enough knowing. And it takes, I mean, and we are in recovery. We are in recovery of the image of God, which was so destroyed and distorted in the fall from grace, and yet it's completely renewed and restored and replenished in the grace of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, it's just so easy to just kind of get lost in the ruts of religion and just sort of live in the, as we talked about today, the believe and behave transactional way of, you know, Christianity. And we got to break out of that into beholding and becoming, from the first half of the gospel to the second half of the gospel. So I'll stop there. It's Saturday. You got to get out there. You probably got a list of chores you're trying to get done around the house today. Don't ever overlook or forsake or forget to sow at home. Sow at home. Sow at home. Be ever planting seeds of the gospel in your family members. Or if you're by yourself, your next door neighbors, the people who are right close around you. Make phone calls today. Sow love, sow encouragement, sow grace and joy. I will be looking for you on the field. I'll see you out there. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.